Now repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Say, they sure whipped it up a little there, eh, old-timer?
You think that's good? You should see what they did next.
This is Colin from GBH and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Yes, and welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on this very sunny spring Easter long weekend. I was off yesterday. I'm off on Monday. I'm loving it. I'm up here. I'm bringing some tunes, and my name is Aaron, and across from me I have...
Old buddy... of Aaron's name, Tobias.
Yeah, and I've had this show up here for about 10 years, and I've known you for about twice as long. How come this hasn't happened sooner?
That's a good question. I'm usually pretty tired out on a Saturday morning, and I don't want to get out of bed that early.
No, but here you are, and yeah, you're here to witness me and this show and play some tunes. And we start things off with GBH from the No Need to Panic record going back to 1987. Listen to this record yesterday, and it's actually quite better than I remembered it to be. Haven't heard it for, geez, about a good 10, 15 years at least. I don't know when the last time I put this record on was. But
that song's really cool. Because
yeah, we'll get there in a second. But yeah, that one came out on Rough Justice Records in 1987. And yeah, GBH played here that year with the Accused and Verbal Abuse for the Panic in the Casket tour. More fun than Open Casket Funeral, but by the Accused was out there. And yeah, GBH came back a couple years later, opening for DOA on their supposed last show, and they haven't been back since. And yeah, they played The Love Affair October 1st of 1987. I know, because I used to have that flyer on my wall. So anyways, the song we played was called I Shot the Marshal. And who's that going out to?
To Mr. Jim Marshall, who just passed away. He left us, and he was widely regarded as the inventor of the head amplifier, basically. Before Jim Marshall was around, all amps were combos.
Yep.
And there were guys that wanted loud and portable and versatile, and that he definitely gave us.
And at the time, he was making drums. So yeah, even if you don't care about guitar amplifiers and stuff like that, well, you've probably seen a live show and you've probably stared right at a Marshall stack, if you will. So yes, rest in peace, Jim. Look at all the good amps you spawned, and look at all the good amps you put out. Yeah, GBH, I Shot the Marshal, going back to 1987, and we're going to hear a record that you brought up, Tobias. This is going back to 1978. Reverse the 8 and the 7, you've got 78, and you've got Sham 69 from the B-side of the Hurry Up Harry single. This is a track called
No Entry.
And Sham 69 playing...
This song's about them not being allowed to go to the USA.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen, because they're playing Chaos and Diaz.
If they let them in.
All right, here we go. Sham 69 on Generation Annihilation.
Carry on smoking the bread. They didn't want us in the U.S. Once proud, once so devout, they're tired and they are weak. They came from east to west, counting up the cost. With stars soon to arrive, they know that all is lost. And only the wounded remain. The generals have all left the game. With no will to fight, they'll fade with the light. There's nobody left they can blame. What once was decadence, now's nothing but race land.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. And, before we get into the next, what I just played in the last set or what we just played, the number up here is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Sometimes lately I've been forgetting to mention that at the start of the show. Always good to let you know you're out there on this sunny day, tuned in somewhere. Anyways, at the start of the set, Sham 69, Hurry Up Harry, from the No Entry was the name of the track, the B-side of the Hurry Up Harry 7-inch release going back to 1978. Sham 69 playing the Chaos and Taos Festival, which takes place in Austin, Texas, May 31st to June 3rd.
Now, there's two Sham 69s going around right now. Yep. The one that's playing there is the one with Jimmy Percy as the frontman.
That's what I'm told, yeah.
There's another one with a different singer with the guitar player Parsons.
And after Sham 69, we heard from Discharge from the early demos, March to June 1977. It's no surprise these never made to vinyl. They're pretty rough and raw, these songs. And it was before Tez from Discharge was playing drums. He was actually singing for this. And, somebody didn't know how to tune their bass. You pointed out there, eh?
Yeah, the bass was way out of tune.
Yeah, Pigs is the name of the song. Some really raw punk rock. Pretty Sex Pistols influence. But, it doesn't compare to later Discharge. But this
it did not sound like Discharge that I know.
Nope. And, this one is available on Anti-Society Records. Following with the Damned, going back to 1982, the track Generals from the Strawberries release. And we ended that set off with Killing Joke from their latest MMX1. We heard a track called The Corporate Effect. So, yeah, speaking of Chaos and Taos and the festival, there's one band that I'd really like to see that are playing there, and they're playing Seattle on May 31st at the High Life. And I'm talking about Anti-Sect. Here we go.
Here on Central, the big highlight tomorrow night is the start of our major new series, Winds of War. That's at 7:45. Back on the air now with Breakfast Television, Good Morning Britain with David Frost at 7:25. Until that time, from me, Michael Prince, on behalf of all of us here at the studios, I wish you at home a very peaceful night. And enjoy the rest of the weekend. Good night. We'll be right back.
to run the computer files. They've got you at the touch of a button. They've got you at the sign of a smile. Say they watch your every move you make, to see they don't cheat the state. The servants turn a superpower that can't see past your hate. Nobody works in an accident place, nobody works at all. Nobody wants to drink to death, they just do this more. The foreign drink is out, the foreign drink is sick. The foreign drink they want to fit, the foreign drink is sick.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we start that set off with two acts that will be playing the Chaos in Taos Festival. It's the eighth one, and it's in Austin, Texas, 4 days, and it is from May 31st to June 3rd, and we're the Anti-Sects, classic track going back to 1983 from the In Darkness, There Is No Choice record. We heard a track called Channel Zero Reality, and then we followed with The Mob, another act that will be playing the festival. From the Let the Tribe Increase double full-length LP. We heard a track called Gates of Hell. And yeah, Chaos and Chaos Festival, yeah, May 31st to June 3rd in Austin. And yeah, we got Anti-Sect, The Mob, Winter, Tear It Up, Municipal Waste, Forward, Midnight, The Abused, Ringworm, No Age, Sham 69, Moss Icon, St. Vitus, Big Freedom, The Clean, Drop Dead, Warrior Kids, Breakdown, Deviated Instincts, Municipal Waste, Ages, Kingdom, Black Witchery, Cold World, Double Negative, Ghoul, Katie Red, Martin Sultan, Mass Grave, Morbosted Odd, No Fucker, Phobia, Pierced Arrows, The Ropes, Royal Headaches, Screaming Females, Sea Lions, and it goes on and on. There's a whole bunch more. That's about just half the acts that we're playing. Most of the big acts that are playing, I mentioned. But yeah, you might want to get yourself in down to Chaos and Teus on May 31st to June 3rd. And if you can't afford to go to Chaos and Teus, but you'd like to cross the border and see Anti-Sect, well, Anti-Sect will be playing in Seattle, Washington on May 31st with locals The Spectres and Countdown to Armageddon and, yeah, some other acts too. That'll be May 31st at the Highline in Seattle. And, yeah, anyways, who else do we hear in the last sets? Yeah, we heard from Cress, The Greed and the Money Tree is the name of this release. Found this one at Audio Pile. The Greed Machine and the Money Tree. And, yeah, two records set here. Two albums, but they didn't even bother to list any of the tracks on them. So I'm not sure what I played. I think I played a song called Prisons. And, yeah, well, if not, well, I don't know. And, yeah, unlike The Mob, two record sets. And they were considered enough to put both songs written on the right side of both labels, unlike some of these people. They don't think that people would be DJing and on the fly just want to write down what song they played.
Or which record is which.
Yeah, exactly. It's two right. not even one record with no writing on the label, but two records.
It's like a double LP with not, you can't tell if it's the first or the second record.
Yeah, but anyways, Cress, I'm an anarcho-punk from the 90s from the UK on Scald Records. And we followed with some Burnt Cross, brand new anarcho-punk acts, two guys with a drum machine. Carcass of Humanity is the name of the release, and we heard a track called Smash the Labs. And yes, those vivisection labs aren't such nice places if you're an animal being tested on. So anyways, yeah, it's about 12:36, and my friend Tobias has something that's, we're going to play a band that he was in between the years of 2000 and 6 to 2008, 2009. Do I have the years right?
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Okay, well, anyways, we got the CD here, Thin Line, that's got all the releases.
Yeah, that's everything we recorded. There's a few tracks that I don't think were ever released, but we put pretty much everything on that one as like an omnibus alternate action.
Oh, it's even got the previous unreleased things. This one came out in 2008. So, yeah, we're going to hear a track from the Tough Times 10-inch. And
it's waste of time.
Waste of time, okay. So we just got to get this to track 4. Not going to waste any time because this is Waste of Time by Alternate Action.
Waste of time. It's just a waste of time.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and start that set off with Alternate Action from the Thin Line discography CD release. It's got the splits 7-inch with Marching Orders. It's got the Tough Times 10-inch, and it's got the We're Not Like You 7-inch, and the track we heard was from the Tough Times 10-inch, and the name of the track was called Waste of Time. Alternate Action with my friend Tobias on guitar, who sits right across from me, and he also played in the band we heard afterwards, Bishop's Green, which is comprised of you and Greg from Alternate Action.
And Greg and Evan from Lancaster's, and Scott actually was the first guitar player from Lancaster's, and Brian McCallum on bass, who's played for like Karen Foster, SNFU, Death Sentence, and lots of other really killer bands.
So that was the four of you on that recording there for the track Blinded, okay. And then we followed with some Noise, a band called Noise from Tacoma, Washington, a track called Living for Today. And then we had that set with the Templars from their split with Stomper 98, Fuck the World. Haven't played the Templars on the show for a while, and haven't had them on the show.
Noise are actually doing really well right lately. They're opening up for Cox Bar and Rancid. They're playing a show with them, which is a pretty big boost for them.
Pretty big affair, I'll say.
Yeah, no, they're good guys. They play down in Seattle. I've known Matt's previous band was Heirs and Graces, and he had the Dead End Social Club was kind of like his label down there.
All right, we're going to get to another band, not from Seattle, but from Portland. Who are we going to hear?
Criminal Damage.
Here we go.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and four acts from the Pacific Northwest, if you will. Start off with Criminal Damage, going back to 2006 with the track Along Goes the Fight, followed with The Dwarves, going back to 1993, title track of their 7-inch EP, Anybody Out There? Followed by an act which was comprised of Poison Idea minus Jerry A, who was at the original Poison Idea lineup with somebody else singing.
Yeah, it was Poison Idea. It was Pig Champion, Mondo, Slayer Hippie, with a guy named John Lyons on vocals. So it was Poison Idea with a different singer.
Okay, and that came out in 1994. Fatal Erection, and that was the name of the original Poison Idea record label that Record Collectors and Pick Your King came out on. And we ended that set off with a track going back to 1981, The Fastbacks. This is a rare little 7-inch on what record label?
It's No Threes Records, which was their label. And it's got Duff McKagan on drums and Kurt Block on guitar, Kim Warnick, and Lulu Gargiulo.
And this record is worth a few bucks.
Probably is.
Yeah. Well, we looked it up last night. It is worth a few bucks. I can't remember what it was worth. Definitely in the hundreds, though. Probably not quite 200.
It was a nice present from a good friend of mine.
Nice. So anyways, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Like us on Facebook. Podcast of the show will be up later today, www.citr.ca, and archived and available for download, www.generationannihilation.com, and like us on Facebook, and stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next, with Metal Ron.
Metal!
You're scaring me! It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver.